break each other's hearts, cause each other pain. How we take each other's love without thinking anymore. Forgetting to give back, isn't it a pity? Some things take so long, but how do I explain? Not too many people see we're all the same, and because of all the
yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, March 13th, 2018 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Yes, folks, it certainly is a pity for the world to sleep while psychopaths slithered their way into positions of power. But that's okay, because we're going to shine a beacon on them today and contribute our efforts in waking up the world, folks. Okay, before I get into that, I got a couple of announcements before I start. Tom Lacovara is in court this morning, spelling out his situation to hopefully an empathetic judge. Fingers crossed on that. Hopefully the judge will allow him to leave, and I'll keep you posted. Joe and Kimberly, I received your checks yesterday, and I wish to thank you from both myself and on behalf of Tom. And yes, Joe, I read your letter, and I will call you at some point. I've got a very busy week, I've got a very busy month, but I will find the time to give you a call, my friend, okay? Well, Tillerson is gone. Why? Well, it just may be that him and Trump didn't agree on how to handle the Iran agreement. That's my guess, but I could be wrong. Russiagate's over, at least as far as Trump's concerned. But even so, we're going to have a look at how Russiagate helped the Israeli lobby, which is kind of going to be my focus again today, because the title of this show today is Censorship in Israel. Now, in past shows, I've touched on what's happening here domestically with the, the YouTube, Facebook censorship being shifted into high gear. I've also reported on Israeli students, American students, and Israeli IDF soldiers getting paid these ridiculous sums to battle, not on the battlefront, but in cyberspace, to propagandize, to police, and to write favorable articles about Israel, attempting to suppress, to stifle, and try to debunk the atrocities happening to the Palestinians, all the while holding precious pit bull Israel in a favorable light. And again, I want to give a shout out to Peter in California for sending me this one, okay? It's titled How Russiagate Helped the Israeli Lobby. And this is by Ali Abunima of the electronic, the electronic infantata, that's what it is. Folks, ever since Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 U.S. presidential election, the Democratic Party establishment has held tightly to the belief that her shock defeat was not the result of her and their shortcomings, but rather due to a nefarious Russian plot to hack the election in collusion with the winner. And instead of examining why Donald Trump was able to connect with voters in an economically distressed parts of the country in a way that Democrats failed to do, adherents of the Russiagate narrative hoped that investigations would quickly find a smoking gun leading to Trump's impeachment and undoing an election result they consider abhorrent and unjust. On Friday, Ali spoke at a conference in Washington, D.C., titled The Israeli Lobby and American Policy, and it was sponsored by the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs, a group that researches the lobby's influence. Now, as he noted in his talk, a handful of journalists, especially Max Blumenthal and Aaron Maté of The Real News, have consistently debunked the wild, exaggerated, and sometimes fabricated claims of Russian interference made by members of the self-styled but woefully ineffectual resistance to Trump. Now, true, over the course of the last year, this special counsel, Robert Mueller, Fixer, Choker, has made a number of indictments, but none of those cases, including the recent indictment of the 13 Russians linked to a St. Petersburg troll farm, substantiates the heavily hyped claim that Russia helped Trump win the White House. And perhaps the most high-profile indictment is someone in Trump's inner circle, the president's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. And that actually shows that rather than colluding with Russia, senior members of Trump's team were really working with Israel to advance its agenda. Now, I'm beginning into this more deeply, folks, because it's going to get ugly. And while no one has pinpointed evidence of Trump auctioning off his foreign policy to any Russian oligarchs, he has definitively tailored his policy toward Israel to the demands of casino billionaire Sheldon Adelson, his biggest campaign donor. Adelson's immediate priority was securing U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moving the American embassy there, and Trump duly obliged. Now, he also goes on to say that in his talk, he considers how the Russiagate narrative is actually helping Israel and its lobby in particular ways. He points out that the Russiagate hysteria being adopted by many liberals is legitimizing censorship that helps Israel clamp down on free speech and a free press. And last year, the Russian-funded network, Russia Today, was forced to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, or FARA. Now, as Maté has noted, free speech advocates and journalists were largely silent about it, perhaps thinking this tool of government control over media would never be used against them. But now, folks, Israeli supporters in Congress, including Senator Ted Cruz, are demanding that Al Jazeera be investigated by the Department of Justice and forced to register as an agent of Qatar. They are explicitly citing the U.S. government crackdown on Russia Today as their precedent. Now, why is that? I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Al Jazeera's transgression is that it produced an undercover documentary on the workings of the Israel lobby in the United States. Now, Qatar has come under intense pressure from that lobby to make sure the documentary is never aired. Why don't they want it aired, folks? Well, they did a similar documentary over in the UK, and they busted a high-level official over there. But 5 months after the network's head of investigations, Clayton Swisher, announced it would be released, and I quote, very soon, unquote. But the film is yet to be broadcast. Now, on Monday, the Electronic Infatata exclusively published details of what is in the film. And according to a source who has seen the film identifies a number of lobby groups as working with Israel to spy You hear me, folks? To spy on American citizens using sophisticated data gathering techniques. And you might recall, I played part of Benjamin Netanyahu's speech the other day. He's talking about how proud they are of their technology, and they're leading the world, turning the world blue, if you will. People are running to them, asking them to come back for more, which is all BS, but that's what he said in so many words. Now, it is also said to cast light on covert efforts to smear and intimidate Americans seen as too critical of Israel. Now, while true that FARA is being used only against foreign networks, but the point is that these outlets, whatever their flaws, are providing space for discussion and dissent that docile United States mainstream media keep closed. It's simply impossible to imagine CNN, ABC, NBC, or for that matter the BBC, showing any true independence and taking on the number of the Israel lobby. While the organizers diligently informed media about the Washington conference, the only outlets that invited Ali Abu Nama, on a talk show about Israel lobby were The Real News and RT. Okay? He knows that other speakers were shut out of the mainstream media as well. Does that remind you of anybody? How about Ken O'Keefe, folks? Totally shut out of the mainstream media. Now, I want you to have a listen to this, and let's break down the why of it. This, folks, is what's going on behind the scenes in Israel's attempt to further suppress Americans' First Amendment rights. And if this legislation passes, I will not even be able to broach the subject of Palestine rights without committing a crime. So I want you to listen closely. And I'll give commentary at the end. Go ahead, Dan, play that first clip in full, if you would.
This afternoon at the National Press Club here in Washington, D.C., the yearly Israel Lobby and American Policy Conference is being held to discuss the strategy, tactics, and policies of Israel and its lobby here in the United States. The meeting comes just days before that lobby, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, holds its annual conference in the nation's capital. In anticipation of AIPAC, among the topics on the agenda this afternoon is whether or not Israel or Russia has more influence over American politics and the electorate. Ali Abu Nima, founder of the Electronic Intifada and author of the book One Country, A Bold Proposal to End the Israeli-Palestinian Impasse, gave a talk tackling that very question. He joined me earlier. Ali, you're giving a talk today titled Israeli versus Russian Media Influence. What is your argument and why did you decide this was an important topic to pick up at this point?
Well, I think it's important to point out that you have this mass hysteria in this country, media elites and political elites, about so-called Russian interference in the U.S. election, the central narrative of collusion, which has not been borne out by any evidence, even though it's kind of treated as a religious faith that this is true. And in the meanwhile, you have all this, you know, stark evidence of Israeli collusion, U.S.-Israeli collusion that is being ignored. I mean, just take the latest revelation in the Washington Post a couple of days ago that four countries were discussing ways that Jared Kushner's business interests could be used to influence him. Well, guess what? One of those countries was Israel, and none of them was Russia. So that's just one example.
And when it comes to media, for example, this network has been forced to register as a foreign lobbying, foreign agent group due to the Russiagate hysteria, which you've described. But last month, in response to a documentary exposing the Israel lobby here in the United States, set to be released by Al Jazeera, members of Congress actually sent a letter to the Justice Department saying that while RT, a state-sponsored media organization funded by the Russian government, is obliged to register under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, they welcome this determination, but they would like to know whether or not Al Jazeera, Qatar's network, should also be registered under this act. What does that say about the precedent that's been set?
Well, it's important to understand why they're directing these threats at Al Jazeera, and it's critical. You know, Al Jazeera, what we know, they did last year an undercover expose of Israel lobby influence in the UK, which included secret recordings of an Israeli embassy official plotting to take down, his words, take down a British government minister who was perceived as too critical of Israel. Well, Al Jazeera revealed in October, November, that they have done a similar undercover investigation in the United States. And what we're gleaning from what's come out about this is it's much more extensive, that it goes inside some of the big Israel lobby organizations in this country. Americans ought to be welcoming this. They ought to know what kind of influence and collusion the Israel lobby has. But what has happened is that lobby has gone into high gear to pressure Qatar to essentially nix this documentary. And 4 months after Al Jazeera announced it, it still hasn't shown. And one of the tools they're using is the threat of FARA, foreign agent registration, against Al Jazeera. And what's interesting in the letter you read is that the members of Congress circulating that letter used the precedent of RT's registration as, you know, that's their precedent. Mm-hmm. And so the message I think this sends to any journalist who cares about free speech and the First Amendment is they ought to oppose what happened to RT, not because they love RT or they love Putin or they love the Kremlin, but precisely because that is being used as a precedent now to pressure other media to suppress this important documentary on what's happening in the U.S.
Two members of Congress who have vehemently pushed the Russiagate narrative are Senator Ben Cardin and Representative Adam Schiff, though ironically they'll both be speaking next week at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, conference here in Washington. Is there a double standard here?
I mean, you know, where do you begin with it? We need a whole hour to talk about this. But, you know, one important thing to say, you know, these two congressmen who have been pushing the Russiagate narrative so hard are among the two staunchest supporters of Israeli interference in American politics, to the extent that Ben Cardin is the main sponsor of the so-called Israel Anti-Boycott Act, which is another attack on the First Amendment rights of Americans to criticize Israel or support Palestinian rights.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Ali Abu Nima, founder of the Electronic Intifada, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, did you grab all that? Because I'm going to break this down for you. Okay, there's a whole network going on here, and it's bigger, deeper, darker, and uglier than we could have ever imagine, which is exactly why I'm sure that our Congress and Senate is pressuring, and the Israeli lobby is pressuring Al Jazeera not to release that documentary here in the United States. They want to keep us in the dark. Well, not if I have anything to do with it, folks, because I'm still digging. And I have to tell you, some of the stuff that I have uncovered last night will curl the hair on the back of your neck. I never realized for a moment that it was as bad as it is. Now, this American policy conference being held to discuss the strategy and the tactics and the policies of Israel and its lobby here in the United States, well, the issue at hand is it Russia or Israel who has more influence over American politics and its electorate? And I think we all know the answer to that. We'll be back in three. I'll continue with this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Don't go anywhere, folks, because this is really going to get informative. Be back in a few minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Yeah, you know, Ali's argument is that there is a mass hysteria in this country with the media and political elites about the so-called Russian interference into the United States election, the central narrative being collusion. Not born out of any evidence, as Ali states, but is being treated like a religious faith that is indeed true. And that whole narrative has just collapsed. Okay, they've just shut that one down on Trump. But Ali points out all this obvious evidence of U.S.-Israeli collusion is being totally ignored. Now, the Washington Post, gag me with a spoon, reported that four countries were discussing ways that Jared Kushner's business interests could be used to influence him. Ali opines one of the countries was Israel and none of them were Russia. Just one example. But when it comes to media, RT, Russia Today, has been forced over this whole Russian collusion thing, which, by the way, is nothing more than a cover, if you will. They've been forced to register as a foreign lobby or foreign agent group due to Russiagate, which was a lie. The host points out that just last month, in this documentary exposing the Israel lobby, here in the U.S. is to be released by Al Jazeera. And members of Congress actually sent a letter to Jeff Sessions saying that while RT is obliged to register as a foreign lobby or slash agent, they wanted to know if Al Jazeera should also have to register as a foreign lobby slash agent. Now, who's influencing them other than AIPAC and the other Israeli lobbies? What's the precedent here? Why are they directing threats against Al Jazeera? And Ali shares that Al Jazeera last year did an undercover expose of the Israeli lobby influence in the UK, which included secret recordings of an Israeli embassy official plotting to take down, in his words, folks, a British government minister who was perceived as too critical of Israel. And who's making those perceptions, I might add? What do they deem as, quote, too critical of Israel? Do you just shut your mouth and say nothing, look the other way, turn the other cheek, as Jesus would say? I say no. Now, Al Jazeera revealed last October, November, as he said, that they have done a similar investigation here in the United States. And it likely goes inside the biggest Israel lobby organizations inside this country, folks. And what's being perceived is that it's much more extensive. And my instincts tell me that the United States Congress and Senate, after the butt-kissing I saw them do at the AIPAC conference, is likely crapping in their pants regarding what Al Jazeera's undercover investigation is about to expose on them. And they can ill afford to have the American people find out just how deep it goes and who really controls the United States. Now, Ali goes on to state that Americans need to be welcoming this documentary to find out just how deep the Israeli lobby and influence goes. Maybe, folks, just maybe, they'll wake up and realize how many of their sons and daughters they are sacrificing for the benefit of a foreign country and not for America. And Ali states that the Israel lobby has gone into high gear, into pressuring Qatar not to release this documentary. And 4 months after Al Jazeera announced it had this documentary, it still hasn't been shown in the United States. And one of the many tools they are using to shut this down is the threat of the Foreign Agent Registration Act against Al Jazeera, an act that they foisted upon Russia today on the lie of Russiagate. Can you see how deep this runs, folks? In the letter, Congress used the precedent of RT's registration as their example, based upon the phony collusion, the witch hunt nonsense, and the message sent to any journalist who cares about free speech, as he said, and the First Amendment is, they should oppose what's happened to RT, because the lie by which RT was forced to register is being pressed to pressure another media outlet to do the same. They are trying to silence free speech and the First Amendment entirely. Go to the bottom of the hour of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes, folks. Stick around. I'm just getting started.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
Alright, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Does that make me crazy? No, it makes me saner than them. These two-faced traitors attempting to suppress an important documentary regarding what's happening in the United States that would likely plant a bomb under the unsuspecting American public. Well, folks, I'm about to give these heinies a colonoscopy with a jackhammer. The two that pushed the Russiagate narrative are Senator Ben Cardin and Representative Adam Schiff. You know him, the guy with no eyeballs or no eyelids. And ironically, they'll both be speaking at the AIPAC Public Affairs Committee. The double standard? Well, according to Ali, these two clowns are the staunchest supporters of Israeli interference in American politics to the extent that Ben Cardin is the main supporter of the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, which is yet another First Amendment attack on Americans' rights to criticize Israel or to support Palestinian rights. Now, There are other forms of high-tech censorship that are being used to stifle or stigmatize dissent in domestic media, partly as an outgrowth of Russiagate, you know, that lie that they tried to foist upon us folks. The Silicon Valley giants, Google and Facebook, have succumbed to the political pressure to effectively throttle the exposure of independent outlets in the name of fighting extremism. You know, the fake news, folks, and the alleged foreign interference. The perverse effect has been to reassert state and elite control over media and erode the freedom that those of us shut out of this, the mainstream outlets rely on. Nothing could suit Israel and its lobby better. They want to shut us down and shut us up. The conference in Washington featured many interesting presentations that can be seen at the Washington Report's YouTube channel. Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson, I heard Rivero mention this guy yesterday, who served as chief of staff to Colin Powell when he was Secretary of State in the run-up to the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. Colonel Wilkerson issued a stark warning that the United States is ramping up its military presence in Syria, and it may just be a prelude to launching a war on Iran on behalf of Israel. Wilkerson said that Israel and its ally, Saudi Arabia, are encouraging the U.S. to fight a regime change war against Tehran that they would be incapable of mounting on their own. He said, "We've already done Iraq, Libya, Syria, and Afghanistan," unquote, Wilkerson said, "so we'd just be seen as continuing the trend." But he warned that an Israeli confrontation and a war with Lebanon, perhaps on the pretext of disputed gas fields in the Mediterranean, could provide the pretext. And in an ominous parallel, he likened the current situation to 1914, the eve of World War I, where any spark could generate a broad regional or even global conflagration, and I will add in here nuclear weapons, folks. And Wilkerson singled out the role of the neoconservative think tank Foundation for Defense of Democracies as leading the campaign for war on behalf of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister Avigdor Lieberman. Notably, the source who spoke to the electronic Infatata about Al Jazeera's suppressed Israeli lobby film said that the documentary reveals that the same think tank may be acting as an agent for Israel in its covert efforts to undermine support for Palestinian rights in the United States. Now, in spite of Wilkerson's worrying thesis, it must be said that however powerful the Israeli lobby cannot alone force the United States to undertake foreign military conquests. For one thing, United States elites have never needed encouragement from anyone to wage devastating wars around the world. And when the United States establishment sees a critical interest at stake, it pursues it regardless of what the lobby may want. That is why the United States signed the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, despite all of Israel's efforts to sabotage it. Now, of course, whether that deal survives the Trump administration remains to be seen, because we know that Donald Trump is goose-stepping and has his nose right up Benjamin Netanyahu's hiney. For what reasons? I don't know. How could they be that good of buddies? Because as criminal as Netanyahu is, you know, what does it say? Not like minds think, not great minds think alike, but it's like you can tell a man's character by the friends he chooses, something like that. Now, in his keynote address, Haaretz journalist Gideon Levy stated that Israel's military rule over Palestinians is today one of the most brutal, cruel tyrannies on earth. And we have to think about this because Benjamin Netanyahu and, according to Donald Trump, are the best of friends, okay? So what's Trump doing? Is he turning a blind eye to this? Or does he know what's going on and he's just going along to get along and playing along? He asserted that the boycott, the divestment and sanctions, the BDS movement, which I'm going to get into, folks, for Palestinian rights, is a legitimate tool, and I want to quote, the only game in town to force Israel to end this adjustment. Now, I'm going to play just 1 minute of Netanyahu's speech again in a clip, all right, where Netanyahu broaches on the subject of a boycott. But he doesn't say what it's all about. And frankly, when I originally played this last week, I was ignorant of what Benny was talking about regarding any Israeli boycotts. But what a difference a week makes, folks, because I've since checked into this BDS movement. So with that, let's go ahead. Dan, play that clip. Just play a minute. It's from 17 to 18 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. But we went to Argentina. We went to Argentina, to Colombia, to Mexico, and they say, come back, we want more. That is changing. All these countries are coming to us. India, China, Mongolia, Kazakhstan, all of them. Azerbaijan, Muslim countries. First time I visited Australia, tremendous. Far away, though. So we're coloring the world blue. And you know what? The numbers, you remember people talked about Israel's isolation? Remember that? Israel's isolation? Pretty soon, the countries that don't have relations with us, they're going to be isolated.
Yeah.
There are those
who
talk about boycotting Israel. We'll boycott them.
Yeah, he's going to boycott them. He's turning the world blue. They're going to boycott them. Okay, see, I didn't know what this boycotting thing was all about when I played that last week, but I know now what it's about, folks. Oh, and by the way, you know, Biedelbogen says in his speech that Israel is turning the world blue. Yeah, he's right. They're turning the world blue, all right, by trying to choke the life out of it. I'll tell you know, let me give you a little bit of an overview for those of you who are not familiar with BDS. BDS stands for Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. It's a Palestinian-led movement for freedom, justice, and equality. BDS upholds the simple principle that Palestinians are entitled to the same rights as the rest of humanity. Now, as we know, Israel is occupying and colonizing Palestinian land. They are discriminating against Palestinian citizens of Israel, and they are denying Palestinian refugees the right to return to their homes. Now, this was inspired by the South African anti-apartheid movement, so the BDS call urges action to pressure Israel to comply with international law. Now, I'm going to take this a step further, folks. BDS is now, they have turned into a vibrant global movement, and it's made up of unions, academic associations, churches, and grassroots movements across the world. And 11 years since its launch, BDS is having a major impact and is effectively challenging international support for Israel apartheid and settler colonialism. Now, with that, I want to ask you a favor, folks. Because I was thinking about this last night. I'm thinking, okay, how can we as Americans make our stand? How can we make our presence known? How can we fight back against this? Well, there's one solution to it, okay? You go to the grocery store, you go to Walmart, you go to JCPenney's, you go anywhere you go. If you see anything that's made in Israel, don't buy it. Anything in the grocery store that is stamped made in Israel, don't buy it. And I'm talking about hummus. I'm talking about any of the, you know, the minor stuff that they put in there. But also, check every item that you buy in any store you go into with a barcode. And if the barcode starts with 749, put it down. Don't buy it. Write that down, folks. I mean this because I'm just getting started on this. I'm chomping my teeth into this like Janet Phelan would do on the water issue because this is an injustice. This is absolute outrage of what they're doing. And I'm not through with this yet because I'm going to get into this deeper in other programs about what I have uncovered with what's going on here with this legislation put out by Cardin that's trying to silence us. Not speak out, not boycott, don't say anything bad about Israel, even though they're committing genocide on the Palestinians. You better keep your mouth up. No, I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. No. Now, Mohammed Tamimi, remember I mentioned I had Ahed Tamimi, the 17-year-old girl that's sitting in Israeli prison right now, that was there on her birthday. She's been there for about 3 months. Israel shot her cousin in the head. The kid has had to have about a third of his skull removed. It almost killed him, folks. And they have the audacity to tell the boy to lie and tell people that he fell off his bike. And he did. Because they said, you either lie and tell him you fell off your bike, or we're going to put you in prison. Now, one of the classic warning signs of abuse is when a child shows a pattern of injuries, but the abuser forces the victim to go along with cover stories claiming the victim simply had a series of, unfortunate accidents. KOS certified. If you see KOS certified on any package that you buy, thanks for that, Dan, do not purchase it. It comes from Israel. Now, Israel, as a serial and systematic abuser, is once again demonstrating how shameless it is in its attempts to cover up its horrifying mistreatment of Palestinian children and to blame – okay, I got Art off the grid. Okay, I'll get to him in a second. And to blame the Palestinian children instead – blame the child victims for its own crimes. All right, let's go to Art off the grid. Art, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What can I do for you, man? What's going on?
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Kind of a question. First of all, you said that was 719?
749.
749. Okay, yeah. And I'm kind of curious, before I get to my comment, because it was something I wanted to add to what you just said. What does the 719 or 749 mean?
That's the barcode. The first three digits of a barcode on anything you buy in the grocery store is what country it came from.
Aha. Okay, so 749
is Israel. 749, Art. 749.
749. Let me write that down. 749. Okay, the thing I wanted to add to that was something I got to, because I had no idea that the barcode actually would tell you this, but I appreciate you letting us know, because that helps to go a long ways to something else that I've already been doing, and that was anything. You know, if you look on certain things, you'll see a circle with a C inside of it or a circle with an R inside of it. If you look on your packaging and you see anything that has a circle with a little K inside of it, do you know what that K means?
Yeah, it means kosher.
Right, and there's a kosher tax attached to that. I don't buy anything with that kosher on it.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, folks, because Art, because I'm as serious as I can be on this, because I'm just tipping the iceberg. What I uncovered last night, and I haven't had much time to dig into this, but this is way much deeper than what anybody had ever imagined as to what's going on here. When Benjamin Netanyahu was making that speech about their technology and all the countries are coming to him, he's not kidding. They're turning the world blue, because what they're doing is, I mean, I'm not going to be surprised if we don't have an Israeli in our living room listening to everything we say, which we may have already in our TV sets or our computers or what have you. That's the seriousness of this. That's who's taking control here. And with the exception of about a half a dozen, maybe seven or eight countries, that whole map that I saw of the world that he pointed out was painted in blue, because all these people are turning over their technology to these people. And if we and let us not forget that they were heavy into the technology of the security of this country on 9/11, okay, as well as the technology in the NORAD and the military. We can't forget that. Okay, all right.
It's some pretty scary stuff, but I learned about that kosher tax thing several years back, but I had no idea what was going on with that barcode thing. And what really got me on this trip of absolute and utter protest on every level that I could possibly conceive against Israel and Zionism in general was when they started with these the Noahide laws, if you remember that back several years ago.
Oh yeah.
And making it, you know, these countries that were coming up with this illegal to deny the Holocaust or question Israel in any way, shape, form, or fashion. That did was, you know, I'm one of those stubborn kind of guys that the more you tell me I can't do something, the more I'm liable to try to do it just to prove to you I can do it. And when you start trying to tell me that I can't boycott for whatever reason and you want to start attacking my right to political speech, all you did was made me a revolutionary, and that's my attitude at this point. I am a true American revolutionary, and anyone wants to stand by my side, hey, I welcome you into the ranks. And, you know, as crazy as this sounds, Michael, I actually pray for the day when the American people step up, because that's the day. It's going to be a great day in our history. And I've actually been threatened on many levels.
Okay, I got to let you go. Art, I got to let you go. I got to go to break, and I got to get back to this. Thanks for the input, though. I appreciate it. Be back in three.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
That's right, folks. I'm not backing down. And by the way, the end of that last commercial, it reminded me, folks, anybody that wants to befriend me on Facebook, just go to Facebook, type in Michael Herzog, and send me a friend request, because I'm going to start going live on Facebook with this until they throw me off. Back to this. On the 15th of December in the West Bank village of Nabi Saleh, an Israeli occupation soldier shot Mohammed Fadel Tamimi with a rubber-coated metal bullet at close range, causing devastating head injuries. And photos of this 15-year-old kid have circulated around the world, showing the effect of having one-third of his skull removed during a life-saving surgery. While he awaits restorative surgery, he remains very vulnerable and faces a long recovery. Now, his case has been all the more embarrassing to Israel because he is the cousin of Ahid Tamimi, the 17-year-old who has been in prison for 2 months and is being subjected to military trial in an Israeli kangaroo court for slapping and shoving two heavily armed occupation soldiers shortly before Mohammed was shot. Both are members of the Tamimi family, against which Israel leaders have vowed collective punishment and revenge because of their prominent role in the nonviolent resistance campaign to Israel's theft of Nabi Saleh's land for colonial settlements. In the pre-dawn hours of Monday, Israeli occupation forces raided Nabi Saleh and arrested 10 people, including 6 children, and one of them was with Mohammed Fadel Tamimi. They took him away for interrogation and released him hours later, leaving observers once again stunned at Israel's callousness and cruelty. It was obviously a carefully planned operation, as the newspaper Haaretz noted that the detention of a severely injured child was approved by a military physician. Yet all became clear Monday night when Yoav Mordechai, the general who runs Kogat, the bureaucratic arm of Israel's military occupation, posted on Facebook what he clearly thought would be a revelation to absolve Israel of his crimes against Mohammed. And it fit the classic pattern, folks, of a serial abuser. Now, according to Mordechai, the boy had not been shot in the head after all, but had merely fallen off his bike. What the truth regarding Mohammed Tamimi, Mordechai wrote, wonder of wonders, today the boy himself confessed in front of the police and in front of Kogat representatives that in December his skull was injured when he was riding his bicycle and fell off it and hit his head on the handlebars. Mordechai followed up this claim, claiming that the culture of lies and incitement continues among the children and adults of the Tamimi family. His post was accompanied by a graphic with the words fake news emblazoned across it in Arabic. And Mordechai, it should be noted, works closely with the Palestinian Authority, collaboration between occupier and occupied that is actively promoted by UN officials. The human rights defenders and journalists were quick, though, to debunk Mordechai's outlandish story, and Sarit Mikhaili of the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem described Mordechai's claim that the boy merely fell off his bike as Orwellian. What was stunning, she said, is not how big the lie it is, but that such easily debunked lies show the only target audience is the Israeli right. That was a tweet she sent out. And along with this denunciation, McKelly tweeted copies of the medical report from the hospital that had performed the emergency bullet removal surgery from Mohammed Tamimi's head. And Haaretz noted that, well, I'll hold on until we get back. Top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back in two. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue with this when we get back, folks. Much, much more to come.
I'm through with doubt. Nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.